What about the influence of the internet and the bad sites on the internet? YouTube, MySpace, whatever you have, and the cell phones and the text messaging. You know, I know people who do hundreds of text messagings per day and thousands per month. I don't know how they get time. You see how the devil is moving people away from God? Okay, I want your input another time. What may you lose through peer pressure? Think of what you can lose if you follow peer pressure. Yes? You, very good. Actually, this is number one. You're good friends, right? Because when you want to be with bad friends, you lose your good friends. Yes?
Your life sometimes.
Your life. Very good. Because, you know, if under the influence of bad things that you may do, I know people lost their life. They died. Literally died. Thank you. I didn't try this, but you can lose your life literally. What else? Your family, very good. What else? Very good, your dignity and your self-respect. Excellent. Your? Can you louder your voice?
Education.
Yes, yes. You may drop out of school, you may not continue. What else? Your? Goals?
Your objectives.
Your objectives. Your goals. Goals, yes. Yes, your goals in life. Very good. Your job, yes. Your spiritual life. Very good. So let's see what I have here. Again, everything that you said almost. Your good friends. Your academic success. Your personality. You lose who you are. You see what the problem is? When we are under the influence of peer pressure, we get out of our skin. So we never fit anywhere. We are lost. Because we will never fit in the new group and we will lose our identity. We are somewhere in the middle. We are lost. This is the real problem. You lose your values and your principles. Your health. Because if you do drugs, alcohol, sex, all this, you lose your health. You may get sick. And you lose your time. Your time is precious. You will lose your time. You lose your willpower. You cannot decide anymore. Okay? You become a follower, not a leader. You lose your reputation. You lose your reputation. People will say this is a bad person. Right? You also lose your self-respect and your dignity. Same thing someone said here. You lose your self-respect. You feel that you cannot make a decision anymore. You also lose your hope. Because sometimes you may not even be able to repent. And your life will be a big mess. And you don't know what to do about it. You will lose your purity. Your purity of thoughts. And your purity of actions. And finally, if you do not repent. If you do not listen. If you do not repent. You will lose your eternal life. Okay? So there is a lot to lose. We have to be very careful. How to deal with peer pressure? I know I have taken a long time. A few more minutes will be finished. Just, this is the last point. I mean, last set of points. Number one, be selective on who your friends are. Do not be with bad friends. Avoid bad friendships. Number two, be a leader, not a follower. Our Lord Jesus has said, you are the light of the world. Light means you guide others, you show others the way. So you are called to be a leader in this life. Know who you are. You are the child of God. You know better. Maybe those people, no one taught them. They are not spiritually educated. They don't know wrong from right. But you know what's wrong and what is right. So be a leader for the people who do wrong. Teach them what the right thing to do is. Do not forget who you are. I have a story here I want to read to you about know who you are. It's called the story of the eagle and the chicken. They say, a farmer found a wounded eagle one day out in the field. Not knowing what to do, he took it home and nested it alongside his chickens to keep it safe. He kept the eagle with the chickens and fed it, took care of it for a long time until the eagle began to heal. One day some visitors came by his place and saw the eagle. They asked the man what he was doing with an eagle in his chicken coop. But the farmer has forgotten the bird was an eagle. The bird had stayed so long with the chicken. Even the bird had forgotten he was an eagle. The farmer simply replied that it wasn't an eagle, it was a chicken. The visitors encouraged the farmer to take the bird out, see if he could fly. So the farmer did, and of course the eagle was completely healed from his earlier life wounds, so he began to fly. Everyone watched as the bird flew with the magnificence that only the most elite of all flying birds could accomplish. The bird flew higher and faster than anything. I know that you are not chickens. I know you are eagles, and God will be patient, but you will fly. Are you an eagle or a chicken? Do not be chicken to be an eagle. Chicken has two meanings here, huh? Be an eagle. You are an eagle because you are the son of God or you are the daughter of God. You have the ability to fly because you have the Holy Spirit. God has given you the Holy Spirit to lift you up. Why do you want to be a chicken and live on earth? You are a citizen of heaven, not a citizen of earth. When you want to be among the chicken, you forget, like the eagle, that you are an eagle. Right? And when you become a chicken, you will eat like a chicken, you will live like a chicken, you will not even do things that eagles do. Right? It could not fly. I remember before I became a monk, a long time ago, I had a job to deliver medicine to sick people or people who could not come and pick up their medicine. This was my job when I was in college. So I went to a lady, and literally there was about 30 cats in the house. Can you imagine? One cat has a special smell in the house. Imagine 30 cats. You know, as soon as she opened the door, my eyes and the smell was really bad. Really, I couldn't stand it. I wanted to run away. But she wanted to talk, and I want to leave. I couldn't bear the smell. And I thought to myself, I cannot stay for 1 minute. How can she be living inside the house? Do you know how? Because the smell, the sense of smell, gets used to the smell, and she doesn't smell it anymore. This is the problem. When we live a sinful life, we don't smell the sin anymore. Our senses become dull. So you see, you have to separate yourself from sin in order to know the difference. Remember, you are an eagle, not a chicken. Know who you are. You are the child of God. You have great gifts from God. You should not be a chicken. This could be a topic by itself. Who am I? Number four, take responsibility for your actions. Do not say, this person did it or this person made me do it. Dare to be different. To be special. Not to just be a follower. Distance yourself from bad influence. Be strong enough to say no. The ability to say no to wrong things. Stick to your values and principles. Know your values and stick to them. Live by your principles in life. Discuss all issues with your parents to have their guidance and support. Very important to have a good relationship with your parents. Love yourself the way you are. We said that we are under the influence of peer pressure because we have low self-esteem and low self-confidence. You have to love yourself. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So we must love ourselves. Because we are good in God's eyes. Know that not because everyone else does it, that you must do it also, or that it is the right thing. Have your own personality. Maybe everyone else is doing it, but does this mean it is the right thing to do? No. I have some advice for parents that I'm only going to read to end this topic. Understand the environment in which your children are operating. You have to come down to your children to understand what they are facing and the pressures that they are subjected to. Think back to your own days at their age. You also passed through that time. How strong was the pressure? This way, you will not give them excuse to do wrong things, but you will be able to help them. Be present and supportive to your children. You have to give them time and listen to them and support them and guide them. Give your children all the time and love. They should be nourished from your love so that they don't find acceptance outside. They are nourished from within. Teach your children our Christian values. They have to know what our values are from a young age so they grow up in such values. Teach them that if they come to you for advice, they will not get in trouble. You see, the problem is the children may be afraid to tell you because they will get in trouble. Reassure them that they will never get in trouble no matter what they tell you. Teach your children to take responsibility and to be leaders. Discuss certain issues and get their opinion, but be open. What does this mean? Tell them, what do you think of the relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend? Be open. Discuss such issues with them. Get their feedback and give them your opinion. Get to know your children's friends and their parents. You must know who your children's friends are. Make sure they are good people and their families. Go and meet together. Be a friend, not only a parent. Glory be to God forever. Amen. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. This is a good question. How to differentiate between self-confidence and humility? Self-confidence. Self-confidence means that you appreciate God's love and God's gift to you. God has given you talents. Right? Every one of us has been given gifts from God. So self-confidence is to appreciate God's gift to you and to know God's gifts to you. To know and to appreciate God's gift to you and to use it for His glory. This is self-confidence. It does not mean to say, I am the best. This is pride. So, there's a difference between self-confidence and pride. Self-confidence is good. Pride is a sin. Humility to confess that such gifts are from God, not because I am good. You see? So we have many concepts here. Humility is always to refer my good things to God, like the Virgin Mary. Saint Elizabeth said to her, blessed is the woman who believed, so that the promise of God will be fulfilled through her. And from now on, all generations will call you blessed. And blessed are you among women. What did she say? My soul magnifies the Lord. Right? My soul magnifies the Lord. It's not me, it is the Lord. So if anyone praises you for anything, you say, my soul magnifies the Lord. This is all from God, it's not me. This is humbleness. Okay? Self-confidence is from inside I know my abilities, what God has given me. It's God's gift to me, but I have to know that it is there. I cannot deny it. Pride is to think that these are my own abilities and to boast about my abilities or to look down upon others and think that they are less than me because they don't have what I have. This is pride. Okay? So we make the balance in our life. Self-confidence. To feel good about myself. To love myself. Because if I look upon myself and find nothing is good, I will fall into despair or low self-esteem. This is not humbleness. Okay? What is the name of the church you go to? I live in New Jersey, in the other end of the continent, in the East Coast. The Archdiocese of the Coptic Church. I have a card here that I can give to you. You can put it anywhere to know where I live. Maybe you want to come and visit me. You are all welcome to come and visit us in New Jersey. Because our churches are your churches. And we actually have two churches here as well in Seattle that I come and visit often. How do you become a bishop? Someone is planning to become a bishop or what? How long does it take? You don't plan to become a bishop. Okay? The bishop first dedicates his life to God through the life of monasticism. Life of monasticism, which means that he becomes a monk to live in the monastery, to dedicate his life for prayer. And he may never become a bishop. It's not like that he becomes a monk and then he becomes a priest and then he becomes a bishop. He may spend all his life as a monk in the monastery. And if a monk wants to become a monk in order to become a bishop, he is in the wrong place. Because he should not be planning to become a bishop at all. He is chosen by God to become a bishop. Maybe. And even when he is chosen to become a bishop, he should feel unworthy for the honor and should try to run away from it as much as possible. It's a big responsibility. But this is how it happens. The person becomes a monk and maybe they may become selected as priest and bishop. Can you get a tattoo of cross or any religious symbol during certain times? They did a tattoo of a cross like the one I have here to distinguish Christians from non-Christians, especially during time of war. But actually the Bible in the Old Testament forbids to having a tattoo or to show your faith. There's a big difference, right? Because some people, when they are not allowed to do a tattoo, they say, no, I only want to make a tattoo of a cross. But in their mind, it is a tattoo. It's not like the cross itself that they want. Again, it's part of peer pressure. Maybe their friends have tattoos all over their bodies and they want to be like their friends, so they want to make a tattoo, except it is a religious tattoo instead of just any dragon or whatever. Or a flower. We have to understand that our bodies is the temple of God. Okay? Your body is God's temple. And we should respect this body. And one way to respect it is not. How do you teach the children to avoid extramarital sex and premarital sex? Extramarital. You have to convince them of the dangers of having premarital sex. Such as, for example, what about if they have children? What about if a teenager has children? Are they going to be responsible for that child? And how is this going to impact their life? They say, we will be careful. It's never careful. We know many instances in which people fell into this sin and had children outside of marriage. And they don't know what to do with it. And they don't know how to hide. It's very dangerous. Also, make them love the life of purity. Give them good examples of the life of purity. Like the Virgin Mary and the saints, those who have struggled to live a life of purity. To set role models before them, to follow them. To tell them about the rewards of living a pure life. To give them all your love so that they will be nourished from your love and be able to avoid outside love. Where were you a monk? In the Egypt, in the monastery of Amba Bishui, which is a monastery in the desert of Cetus, in the western desert of Egypt. I have seen so many couples live together before marriage. How do we this, what is parents' responsibility to them? We have to educate our people to raise awareness. We have to educate the people and to raise their awareness so that they know right from wrong. And even if there is something wrong that needs to be corrected, okay, we have to make sure we relay the right marriage, the right message to the people until they change their mind about the wrong thing. Education. The solution is to educate the people. That's the only solution. It may be the long run solution, but we should not give up. So your responsibility as parents or as clergy is to educate the people. And when we educate the people, we always refer to the Bible and the canons of the church and the tradition and the stories in the history of the church. We don't just say this is how it is, but we support what we say by biblical evidence, by biblical verses. Final question related to this previous one. Some of the Eritrean families may not be educated. How should the church address this? Again, what kind of education is needed? Is it spiritual or academic? If it is spiritual education, then the church may provide the spiritual awareness to make the people aware, and maybe we can expand on this point this afternoon in the lecture this afternoon. Or if it is academic education, we may have special lessons here in the church. Maybe if you have someone to teach English language, okay? Have someone to teach English language for the parents, for example, or to teach computer, how to use the computer. Things that parents may need in order to understand how things operate or to get a better job, etc. And make sure that education for the children is a necessity. Even if the parents are not educated, they don't have a higher degree, make sure that your children get a higher education. Because especially in this country, you need a very good education to live a good life. Okay? God bless you all, and we see you this afternoon. God willing.